Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, November 7th. Wow, talk about disruptive. Uber, the company that practically created the term gig economy and disrupted the traditional economy while at it, is getting into banking. The ride-hailing service has decided that banks are unnecessary middlemen. And so last week, it launched a new division of the company called Uber Money. That's right. This new division will manage a variety of financial products, including debt and credit cards and a digital wallet, but only for its Uber drivers. The company has not ruled out the idea that it may offer these financial services and more to riders at some point down the road. Its first big step, to issue a debit card to its drivers through a bank called Green Dot. Using this debit card, drivers can get paid instantly after every trip they take. Eventually, they'll be able to manage their Green Dot bank account on a digital wallet that will be rolled out on the Uber app, according to the online site Verge. That digital wallet will launch first in the U.S. with other geographies to follow. Uber is encouraging pickup of the debit card by promising cash back on gasoline, up to 6% for certain drivers. The company is also issuing a credit card. Users will be able to get so-called Uber cash back on spending within the Uber universe, from ride-hailing to scooter and bike rentals to Uber Eats. Uber Money will also offer a $100 no-fee overdraft for drivers, but that feature is not universally welcomed. Many drivers are in debt and struggling to pay their bills. Uber drivers are famously fighting for higher wages and benefits. Uber's marketing its new fleet of financial products as a benefit to drivers, especially what's known as unbanked drivers, literally drivers who only deal in cash and don't have bank accounts. Many of them are overseas. But the company is also looking for a better way to turn a dollar. After Uber's IPO flopped earlier this year, the sentiment on Wall Street has swung from valuing growth potential to profits. And profits have been way down. Uber had a record $5 billion loss in its second quarter, and its stock has fallen dramatically. The company's quarterly earnings are due out today. So, it is perhaps no coincidence that the firm made the splashy Uber Money announcement a week ago. Part of Uber's difficulties stem from its high driver turnover rate. Issuing digital wallets, debit and credit cards, and small loans can be seen as one more incentive for drivers to keep working hard for the struggling company. As Uber Money rolls out, many questions about its success for the company and its fairness to drivers will follow. And there's one other question, too. With Uber becoming more and more like a bank, will rival Lyft follow? Too soon to say, really. But with more and more Silicon Valley tech companies morphing into digital banks, certainly not out of the question. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. If you like our show, take a second and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, would you? We'd sure appreciate it. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.